Welcome back to the Productivity Podcast, where I give you a daily productivity tip so you can get the most out of your time, your talent, and your ideas. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Do you and your team feel overwhelmed and wish you could get more done, but don't know where to begin? Are you thinking a productivity coach might be the way to go? Your gut's right. Even billionaires like Charles M. Schwab used a productivity coach. He paid $400,000 to get the Ivy Lee method, but you don't have to pay anywhere near that much to get good help. Today, we're looking at what the research says about if productivity coaching works and then giving you four key questions to ask during the selection process so you can hire a productivity coach that is qualified and the right fit for you and your team. A study published in the Academy of Management Journal titled "The Effectiveness of Coaching on Employee Productivity" found that employees who worked with productivity coaches experienced significant improvements in time management and goal achievement. The study explained that productivity coaches serve as an excellent accountability system for their clients. Coaches can also help you reinforce good habits you may already have to make them stronger and you and your team more productive. But the key is finding a coach that clicks with you and cutting through all the clutter of so-called coaches you see on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and all the other social networks. Here are four key questions to ask during your coach selection process. Number one, what experience do they have? Does the coach have experience working with clients who face similar challenges to yours? Have they worked with people in a similar field as you so they understand those challenges on a deeper level? You're looking for a coach who has at least 5 years experience and can offer references in this vein. Number two, what is their coaching style? Do they take a more directive or collaborative approach? What type of approach have you historically responded better to? Number three, what are their credentials? Are they certified through a reputable coaching organization, or do they have a master's or even a PhD in a directly related field like psychology? This is important because anyone can call themselves a coach, a professional, or even an expert with absolutely no evidence to back it up other than a constant stream of posts on social media that hit you on a regular basis. And lastly, number four, do you have chemistry with them? Make sure you feel comfortable and understood during your initial consultation. If you don't like the person you're talking to, you're less likely to listen to them when they give you some guidance. Don't be afraid to interview multiple coaches during making a decision. A good coach will empower you to develop sustainable habits and achieve your goals, and a bad coach is a waste of your money and, more importantly, your time. Remember, a productivity coach is an investment in your time and well-being. By asking the right questions and trusting your gut, you'll find the perfect partner to reach your full potential. Your move. Hey, real quick before you go, please remember to hit follow on your podcast player. You won't miss any episodes, and it helps support us bring you the show daily. Thanks for listening. We'll talk tomorrow.